Sportsnet 650.
And we are joined by one of the great villains here in the Vancouver market, a guy that, but you'd love to have him on your team because, well, the guy seems to do it all. A guy I spent a couple of World Junior experiences with a few years back. I can't believe he's getting old now, I think, by NHL standards. Brad Marchand from the Boston Bruins. How are you, Brad?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
I'm good, thanks. Hey, tell me this. As a guy who, you know, you've evolved in your game so much over the years to the point that you're now an all-star caliber forward in the National Hockey League. But as a guy who here in Vancouver, like, you know, you're kind of seen as like the Joker or Lex Luthor or, you know, basically a villain. What's your experiences like when you've come out here to Vancouver over time? Because you've had success, you won a Stanley Cup against the Canucks, but are there experiences like from where you've been on the street? Like, do fans get in your grill? Like, have you been chirped? Do people call your hotel? Like, what's it like when you come here to town?
Every time we come, it's a little different. Closer to when we were, after we won, there was a lot more, a lot more things that would happen. Like you said, just getting chirped and when we do own town and people would say some things here and there, but most of the time people are actually pretty good. You know, I thought I would get a little bit more than I tend to, but always fun to go there. It's a great city.
Is there a story that stands out at all? At like one particular fan, or it's funny, guys?
No, not really.
No,
not really. I mean, nothing big happens. It's just, you know, someone might say something. It's normally in joking. You know, they kind of laugh and walk by. Nothing bad ever happens.
Brad, where do you think your game moved to be able to put you into the elite class of the NHL? What do you think you had to do to get better? And is it just the fact of being more comfortable, scoring more goals? What is it that you thought you needed to change in your game to put you to the elite level now?
I think the big thing was just staying out of trouble. You know, that was one thing that coaches and management have always talking about was trying to stay away from the extra curricular stuff and just playing the game. I played with Bergie a lot over the last few years, and you know, they always pushed me to be more like him and to be a guy that I could learn from. So, and then just getting a little more opportunity, you know, getting lucky at the right time.
Does that allow you, playing with him, because he's such a defensive forward, that allows you to have more more leash, so to speak, to go in and create more offensively because you know that you always have him back?
Yeah, he's a great two-way guy, but, I mean, he's putting up, you know, 60, 70 points a year. He's a phenomenal offensive player as well, and you know, he creates so much offensively because of how good he is defensively. I mean, the amount of pucks that he picks off in the neutral zone and creates odd man rushes and the turnover he creates is pretty impressive. So yeah, definitely because of how good he is defensively, he creates a ton offensively. So that helps a lot.
We're talking to Brad Marchand from the Boston Bruins here on Sportsnet 650. Who is there somebody specifically who has that conversation with you that says, hey, man, like, as you alluded to, you know, stay out of trouble, you know, and all the other stuff that, you know, you kind of establish yourself as a shift disturber here in the NHL. Try saying that three times really fast. But, you know, as a guy who kind of, you know, was a little bit of a hornet's nest on the ice, but all of a sudden, you know, you're almost a 40-goal scorer now in the NHL. Is there somebody specifically that pulls you aside to say, hey, man, you know, cut out that stuff because you've got this part in you?
There's a lot of people that had the conversation, to be honest with you.
Like who?
Again, management do it. Claude spoke to me several times a year about it. And my dad talked to me about it a ton as well. So, yeah, I had a lot of different people in my ear that pushed me to try to be more of a player than an agitator and to continue to work on my game. But so it was good to have that continued support throughout the years.
Was it hard to try to kind of, you know, you basically remade yourself, essentially? It was like an extreme makeover from a hockey standpoint.
Yeah, at times it was. I mean, you still see that. I don't completely get away from that stuff. It's something that tends to happen every year that gets me in trouble, but yeah, it was definitely a work in progress. It took a while, and it's still something I have to work on. You know, I'm not going to be perfect this year, and I'll do my best, but you know, I'm sure I'll step over that line again.
So you've got the Canucks coming in on Thursday night. Talk a little bit about Vancouver and in your meetings getting set for this game. Who do you have to shut down in Vancouver? Who are the players that you want to keep an eye on?
Yeah, they're they're always a dangerous team. Most Sedins are two very, very dangerous players that chemistry they have, you can't duplicate. It's always tough to shut down.
Yeah.
You know, it's impressive to watch every time you play against them, the way that they play with one another and how good they are together. You know, Louis is a great player, and that Horvat has really come into his own. So they have some weapons, and you know, they work hard, and they're always a tough team to play.
And how about yourself? How about your team? Off to an okay start. What do you guys need to improve on?
I think our overall game. You can always improve in every area of the game. You know, we have to be better in really all three zones. And it's again, it's a work in progress every day. We're trying to improve and be a better team. It's the goal each and every day you come to the rink. But, you know, we definitely have to clean up our game a little bit, and we're working on it. Hopefully put a good game on the ice. I'm sure Vancouver will, and it should be a good game.
Brad, you know, I think so many – we're talking to Brad Marchand from the Boston Bruins, by the way, here on the starting lineup on Sportsnet 650. Brad, there's so many Canuck fans that are probably sitting here in the car listening to you right now, and they still think of that image of you kind of, you know, getting into the grill, the Sedins. And, you know, you were just complimenting them as the players that they are and try to take them off their games and that. And people probably listening going, oh, I want to strangle that guy for that 2011 Cup final here. But tell me this – what makes the Sedins, and some people would say they're not the players that they were a few years ago, but what makes them so hard to play against from your standpoint?
You know, I remember going in there last year and thinking that they'd be a little bit easier to play against than being a couple years older, and that's just not the case. You know, when you have guys that are as talented as they are and see each other and see the ice and have the chemistry that they have with each other, they just make – you know, the line mates better, and they make plays that you don't expect them to make. And, you know, it's just when you think that you have them locked off in an area, they make an incredible little play. So, you know, it just seems like every year you think that they might die down a little bit. They just continue to impress and be incredible players. That's why they've had the careers that they have. And you know, while they're still in Vancouver, they're still very dangerous players. You know, they have an ability that very few guys have in this league. So, you know, they're dangerous every night, and they can do enough to win a game for you every single night. So, you know, it's impressive to see.
Louis Erickson is a guy you played with for a few years in Boston. He ultimately signed with Vancouver a little over a year ago. Louis's out for the next 4 to 6 weeks with a knee sprain. But are you surprised to kind of see that? You know, he's struggled to score goals here and find his way. Like, what type of player is he to you and the type of person that he is?
Yeah, you know, it is a little surprising. Louis is such a great player, but at times, you know, you come into a new situation. It can be tough to adapt and find chemistry at times. He's an awesome player, though, and loved having him here. He's a great guy in the room, real nice, and great two-way player. He's had a great career so far, and you know, he's going to bounce back, no question. You know, it's tough to see him out. Always love playing against Louis, but, you know, wish him the best. He's a great guy and a great teammate, so he's going to thrive there in Vancouver for years.
Brad, I covered the Stanley Cup, and I was in Boston for about 25 days, and such a great sports market. What's it like to be a player in Boston?
It's awesome when you're on top, and it can be tough when you're not doing so well. The fans are incredible. They're always behind you, but they're so passionate about the team and the game that you know, they're not scared to let you know how they feel. And but you know, there's no better sports city to be in, and people love being here, love playing for this city. You know, we feel like part of the town. I almost feel like I'm from here now. And
yeah.
Absolutely love it here. So I couldn't even dream of being in a better sports city.
And it's a great because it's not, you know, the Bruins get as much coverage as you know, maybe not the Celtics this morning after the injury last night, but the Celtics, you know, the Red Sox. I mean, it's sort of an equal vein, right? You all get it when you're playing well, and all get it when you're playing bad.
Yeah, we do. It's exactly that. You know, when we're playing well and the city's excited about where things are going, and then you get lots of love. And you know, when things aren't going great, they want to see you do well. So they let you know that they're disappointed and they expect more of us. So it's good though. It makes us play harder and makes us want to do better for our fans and put on a good show and be a good team. So, it's just a little extra pressure, but it's one that, you want. It's the pressure that you want, and it's the city that you want to play well for.
Has a Maritimer like you established a Bostonian accent yet? Do you have one you can share with us?
I'm not too good at it.
Come on, give me your best shot there.
All right, hold on one sec.
I think maybe he's getting his buddy.
All right, this is what I've been working on. All
right.
It's wicked hard.
Yeah, you just need a cup of Dunkin' Donuts in your hand and you'll be ready to go.
That's right.
Thank you for letting us put you on the spot like
that's
that. Brad Marchand from the Bruins with us. Hey, listen, just in closing, you've got Zdeno Chara. I mean, he's like an ageless freak out there. What's big Z like that, like at this stage of his career right now? Because it still seems like he's logging pretty big minutes out there for you guys.
Yeah, I know, he's awesome. He continues to impress and show why he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, his work ethic is incredible, and he just, it seems like his goal every day is to prove people wrong and to show that, he's still an incredible player, and he steps up big for us in big moments, and he did that in Arizona the other night, came up huge for the team, and just really leads the way each and every day. He's always the first one here in the gym working out and last one to get off the ice. Is just an incredible leader. So, we're lucky to have him. He's going to be able to play. He might play till he's 60. He's got that drive and that ability. So,
Hey, Brad, thank you very much. Appreciate the time this morning. And feel free to take a night off on Thursday if you want. No big deal.
I don't think so, but I appreciate it, guys.
Okay. All right, that is Brad Marchand from the Boston Bruins. Remarkable story and how he has evolved as a player. Again, a guy you hate to play against, but a guy you'd love to have on your team.
Sportsnet 650.